The most suspicious drug in that is 100% of you. The essentially in front of the nation. As the Nabi Rahmatullah Ali, Ibn Rabbah, mentions an incident in which he says he was traveling by train in India going to a certain destination. So he got on the train and was going to a certain destination and he would not stop anywhere, directly to that destination. So in the same train, in his coach, there was an elderly person who came. As the train moved, after some time, this elderly person realized that he actually sat in the wrong train. And his destination was in the total opposite direction where he wanted to go. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali came to know of this. There was nothing they could do now. They couldn't stop the train. There was no station that this train would stop now. It was going to stop at their final destination. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, to console him, pacify him, he said, "Chalo hum baat cheet kar le. Let's just talk it to make him feel good." This person had become so anxious. He was overwhelmed with anxiety. He said, "Hazrat, you are talking about baat cheet, I must talk. And I am feeling so anxious. The more further away I am going, further away from my manzil maqsood, from my destination, I am going opposite, in the opposite direction. The further away I am moving, the more and more anxious I am becoming." Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali then mentions, "This is a great sabak that I learned. This is our foundation. The further away we are moving from our manzil al-maqsood is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how restless we become. Our hearts, our lives become full of anxiety, bechaini. There is no sukoon in our lives. And this sukoon, which Allah Ta'ala talks about in the Quran, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that is through mujahada that a person makes. He refrains from all type of sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness and His mercy, His father. Allah has got friends who He sends into this world, who have that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are always worried about tasfiyah of the qulub, tazkiyah of the qulub, tahdhibun nafs. They are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who come to us different times in the year. Great mashayikh, and sitting in their company, a person feels that sukoon in his heart. He's reminded of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah, Allah's forgiving nature, Allah's generosity, Allah's mercy. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into his heart because the love of Allah is brimming in their hearts. Tonight again, it is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have amidst us a very great personality. Hazrat Mawla Salim Dora Sa'adam al-Barakatuh bin Aliya. It was, I think, 3 years ago when he had come to the Transvaal in Azadur, when I managed to phone him. At that time, Hazrat bin Ma'zirat, we invited him to come to our masjid, but he promised. Alhamdulillah, today he has fulfilled his promise to the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A day that I personally was waiting for very long. And believe me, this is no mubalagha. The fact that you see so many ulama sitting around, and the fact that so many great and senior mashayikh of our times have given him this special tawajjuh du'as, this in itself speaks very high of our guest. The sturdy work he's doing, the people in UK and everywhere else, they know what type of work he's doing. He's a Sheikh al-Hadith, he's a Muhtabim, the Islamic Dawah Academy that is running. We can go on talking about his great virtues, but I personally feel some type of kashish, some type of attraction when these people who come with their pure hearts, may Allah Ta'ala bless him, give him afiyah, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, may Allah give him his ma'rifat, may Allah use him for the khidmat of his deen. To the four corners of the globe, may Allah protect him, his family, from all shurur and fitan. May Allah make many, many people benefit from him. Amen. It is quite commonly known that the youth, especially in UK, benefit from him tremendously. I honestly feel it's not only the youth, but even ulama through different parts of the world, they also benefit from the pearls and words of wisdom that emanate from his Mubarak lips. So inshallah, this is a great opportunity for us that he has come, he's honored us tonight, he's come to this masjid. And there are other programs tomorrow inshallah in the Westbrook Jami Masjid after Maghrib Salah. Then there is a Jalsa at Bukhari Khatam in Canberra on Monday. And then the Jalsa is on Tuesday. Then of course Tuesday evening he in Mountain Rise Peter Marisburg. These few days he has sacrificed just for our sake. We always complain that we are the Mashayikh. Allah has sent them to us. Let us avail of this gift opportunity. And we call upon our guests inshallah to address it.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالط الناس بخلق حسن أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذريته. الله سبحانه وتعالى سيدي يا أيها الذين آمنوا قولوا قولي O you who have accepted Iman, ittaqullah, adopt taqwa, wa kunu ma'as sadiqin, and be with the sadiqin, remain with the sadiqin. Stay in the company of the Sadiqeen. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to the believers. Those people who have already accepted Iman. And Iman in simple terms is to believe in everything that was conveyed to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt. Whether the faculty of intellect can comprehend or not. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, O you who have already accepted Iman. Once it is verified that this word, this sentence, this topic, this mas'ala, this order, this injunction is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a true believer will never challenge you. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was approached by Abu Jahl after the night of Mi'raj. And Abu Jahl said, "Oh Abu Bakr, if someone says that he traveled from Makkah Mukarrama to Baitul Maqdis in one night, is it possible? Only from Makkah Mukarrama to Baitul Maqdis. Is it possible?" Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, "No, it is not possible. It takes days to travel to Baitul Maqdis from Makkah Mukarrama." But who says this? Who is saying that he has traveled from Makkah Mukarrama to Baitul Maqdis in one night? Abu Jahl said, "Your friend Muhammad says this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, "Then it is possible. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says so, then it is possible." And thereafter Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said that, "I believe in something more astonishing than this. I believe that an angel comes all the way from the heavens with revelation to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." My friends, we should be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as this is the greatest gift that a person can be bestowed with, Iman. And without any effort on our part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the greatest favor. And many of us will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us live a sinful life. Many of us are very far away from Him. There are those who are unable to come even for Friday prayers. Despite that, my friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind that as far as Iman is concerned, it is Him that. The lowest degree of mu'min will not challenge anything that comes to him from Allah or his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So be continually grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this favor. Say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, you have granted me this greatest favor, the favor of Iman, the bounty of Iman, without my deserving. Only through your fadl, only through your infinite grace and mercy. Oh Allah, I am grateful to you." And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard this Iman until we breathe our last. I have heard Hazrat Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala say, "Maangne wala mahroom nahi rehta. The one who asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never deprived. Udhuni astadhi ulakum. Ask from me and I will grant it to you. Maangne wala mahroom nahi rehta. The one who asks is never deprived. Aur darne wale ki hifazat ki jati hai. And the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
حكيم فخور الدين صحيح، ولكن هو الله تعالى he would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he would say, oh Allah, I am a weak human, I cannot look after my pen and I cannot look after my teeth. Sometimes I misplace my pen, sometimes I misplace my teeth, and I am unable to find my pen and my teeth. Simple things. Oh Allah, how will I look after my human? If I am unable to look after insignificant items such as pen and keys, how will I look after iman? When there is constantly the biggest robber trying to rob me of this neighbor, shaitan. So, oh Allah, you have told us amana, trust, trustworthiness. I am handing over to you my iman as amana. Oh Allah, protect it for me. And when the time comes to depart from this world, hand me over my amana, so I am able to recite the kalima and live with kita. Great people always used to fear. Great people always fear. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, despite being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فاطر السماوات والأرض وهو the creator of the heaven and the earth. You have granted me everything. You have granted me material blessings. You have granted me spiritual blessings. And you are my friend and you are my guardian in this world and also in the hereafter. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. When you take me from this world, take me as a Muslim.
Allah.
When you take me from this world, take me as a Muslim. And join me with your pious servant. Shaykh al-Hadis Mawla Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Nabarallahu Narkadahu, whenever anyone used to praise him, he would say, Mere piyaro, mujhe guidance do. Shaykh al-Hadis Rahmatullahi Ali, whenever someone used to praise him, he would say, oh, mere pyare marne de do, let me die first. Let me die first. If I go with an iman, praise me as much as you want. But if you praise me now, and if I leave this world without iman, what will happen to me and what is the worth of your praise? Mawlana Manzoor Rahmani Rahmatullahi Alayh, he wrote a letter to Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, and he requested Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh to grant him permission to write certain things that he desired to regarding Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh whilst Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayh was still alive. And he wrote a detailed letter, and he wrote in that letter that Hazrat, when Mashayikh pass away from this world, and thereafter people come to know of their qualities, their attributes, their greatness, people have nothing but regrets. It is my desire that I let the people know who you are whilst you are alive. So people can benefit from you, they can value your presence. Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in reply to this detailed letter, wrote only one sentence. Mawlvi Manzoor, khatime ka نہ تمہیں پتا ہے نہ مجھے پتا ہے اور بھی منظور نائدر یو آر اویئر آف دا فائنل مومنٹ نور ایم آئی اویئر آف دا فائنل مومنٹ اونلی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نوز ہو گیا دیز وار مائی فرینڈ گریٹ پیپل کتب الاخطار کتب الاخطار آئی ہرڈ حاجی محمد فاروق صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے مسیح الامت مولانا مسیح اللہ خان صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ used to say, what do you know about Shaykh al-Hadith? This is the love these great people had for each other. Mawlana Musib Allah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was no ordinary wali. He was no ordinary wali. He was also a wali of a very high caliber. But Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh said that he used to say when Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was alive, that what do you know about Mawlana Zakariya? What do you know who Mawlana Zakariya is? Mawlana Zakariya is Sardar Ulawiya. Allah Akbar. So my friends, iman, let us worry about this iman. Let us be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great bounty and all other bounties. All other bounties. Where health, children, wife, husband, brothers, sisters, business, ill, the opportunity to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be able to say even subhanallah once. Great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes I notice when delivering a bayan, that I encourage the people and I say to them that my brothers say subhanallah once. Sometimes I mention a virtue of subhanallah, and immediately there are so many brothers who upon hearing the virtue of subhanallah will say subhanallah. Upon hearing the virtue of la ilaha illallah will say la ilaha illallah. But I see certain people not responding even after listening to the virtue. Tawfiq is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite hearing the virtue of la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah, salat ala nabi, they are sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, occupied with only one thing, listening to the words of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they are not able to say subhanallah. Despite so many people saying subhanallah loudly, they are not granted the tawfiq to move their lips or their tongue. So thereafter I encourage and I say, brothers, inshallah we will read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah 100 times daily from now, subhanallah 100 times daily from now. But at least say alhamdulillah now, at this precise moment, so we become worthy of the virtue of saying subhanallah and alhamdulillah. Even after appealing, I see certain faces where the lips and the tongue does not move. So if we are given the tawfiq to come to the masjid, perform salat, if we are given the tawfiq to perform salat in the first saf, if we are given the tawfiq to say as little as subhanallah, as little as alhamdulillah, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows, my friends, that all the amal will be put aside and only this one subhanallah, which was uttered with complete sincerity, will become the means of our forgiveness in the hereafter. So be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors that He has granted us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a very beautiful dua. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqi. Faminka wahdaka la sharika lak. اللهم ما أسقى بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خالي فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever recites this dua once in the morning and once in the evening, Allah in the morning اللهم ما أسقى بي من نعمة, in the evening اللهم ما أنسى من نعمة. And the translation of this dua is, the gist of this dua is that, oh Allah, I have entered the morning or I have entered the evening, whatever ni'mat I find with myself or whatever ni'mat I find with anyone from amongst your creation, my other fellow Muslim brothers or fellow human brothers, فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ, it is only from you. It is only from you. لَا شَرِكَ لَكَ, you have no partner. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ, all praises are for you and all thanks are for you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who recites this dua in the morning and the same dua in the evening will change of one word only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider him as the one who has made shukr of all the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given.
Allah.
One day I was in Khalwa. I left the academy, I left my town for Khalwa for 3 days, 4 days. And I was only with Maulana Ahmed, just the two of us. And in the morning after the Fajr Salah, in Khalwa, the hearts are connected very easily to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our problem is, my friends, that we are never in seclusion. We are always in the company of people. In the masjid, we are in the company of the people. After the Fard Salah, no seclusion, not even for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes. The seclusion of mind is very, very important in order to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may engage in all the ma'amulat that the Shaykh has stipulated, and he may sit in the company of his Shaykh again and again, and he may try his utmost to carry out mujahada and abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in spirituality he will not progress if he does not have the solitude of mind. Solitude of mind, khalwa, is very, very necessary. It is for this reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was compelled towards khalwa. Hubbiba ilayhi al-khala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was compelled to go in khalwa for nubuwa. And even after being honored with nubuwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا وَاذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. You have your occupation and engagement during the day of calling people towards me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and teaching people, instructing people, engaging with people. But once you are over with your duty during the day, during the night, you must go in khalwa. You must go in khalwa. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I would urge my Salikin brothers, please, khalwa. Begin with 5 minutes. Daily 5 minutes khalwa. And in that khalwa, make muhasara of yourself.
Subhanallah.
Make muhasara. 5 minutes khalwa, make muhasara. Just take the naming points of the past 24 hours. Then increase it to 10 minutes, increase it to 15 minutes, increase it to 20 minutes, increase it to 25 minutes, increase it to 30 minutes. Once you increase it to 30 minutes, then you will enjoy khalwa. You will enjoy khalwa. And once you increase it to 30 minutes, and once you are punctual with this khalwa of 30 minutes, even whilst you are in the midst of the people, your heart will not follow. Your mind will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ek mehu aur shugle yaade dost. Ek mehu aur shugle yaade dost. There are only two things. Me and the engagement and occupation of remembering the friend. At the moment, our condition is that we are performing salat, we are giving zakat, we are performing umrah, we are performing hajj, we are carrying out the azkar, we are reciting the Quran. But khalwa is not there. And because khalwa is not there, when we are reciting the Quran, our heart and mind is not there. When we are doing the dhikr, our heart and mind is not there. Isse dekha, usse dekha, idhar dekha, udhar dekha. Na dekha yaar ko ar yaar mein. Isse dekha, usse dekha. You saw this person and you saw this person. You are observing this person and you are observing that person. Idhar dekha, udhar dekha. You are going in this direction, you are going in that direction. You are continually engaged in absorbing in your heart and mind ariyah, ghayruha. People and items other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not absorbing Allah. You are saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But while saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, your mind is engaged with your wife, with your children, with business. So you are not absorbing Allah. Even lip service is very beneficial. And that Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Bengali Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, ki Allah ka naam kitne hi ghaflat se diya jaye, asar kiye bagair nahi rehta. The effect of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that in whatever degree of negligence you utter the word Allah or subhanallah or alhamdulillah, it will definitely have an effect on your heart. So, I am not undermining this tawfiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us, but why should we remain on this stage of zikr only? Let us go to the next stage. After the salat, we all have the same tasbih of Fatiha. But what is our condition? Swalna, 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 swalna We are looking here and there. We are not absorbing Allah. We are not absorbing Allah. We are reciting the kalima and the zikr, but we are absorbing other things.
इसे देखा उसे देखा इधर देखा उधर देखा न देखा यार को यार the friend न देखा यार को अग्यार I was able to observe and look at the अग्यार the regular life Amar Badar Zain Ahmed Ismail building factory shop car अग्यार but I was unable to see the यार who was creating these अग्यार इसे देखा उसे देखा इधर देखा उधर देखा न देखा यार को अग्यार में नाउ द पॉइंट इज आस्किंग अ क्वेश्चन न देखा यार को अग्यार में देखा तो क्या देखा न देखा यार को अग्यार में यू वर एबल टू ऑब्जर्व ऑल द अग्यार बट नॉट यार सो व्हाट हैव यू सीन इफ अ पर्सन गोस टू आगरा And you ask him that, did you see Taj Mahal? He says, no, I saw this item and this thing and this street and this building. So you can say, you have not seen Agra. If you have not seen Taj Mahal, you have seen nothing. So if we can observe everything, but not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Tera aina alame rang bu hai. Tera aina alame rang bu hai. जिधर देखता हूं उधर तू ही तू है वेर एवर आई सी इन दिस यूनिवर्स इफ आई लुक एट द मून आई सी यू बिकॉज अस सून एज आई सी द मून आई रिमेंबर द क्रिएटर ऑफ द मून व्हेन आई लुक एट द सन आई रिमेंबर द क्रिएटर ऑफ द सन व्हेन आई लुक एट द माउंटेन आई डू नॉट अप्रिशिएट द माउंटेन आई रिमेंबर द क्रिएटर ऑफ द मून एंड दिस विल ओनली कम अबाउट माई फ्रेंड्स इफ वी are punctual with our azkar, with our mamulat, but with khalwa. So dhikr, good company with khalwa. Khalwa is 5 minutes, begin with 5 minutes, 10 minutes after salah. Khalwa, you can even within the congregation, you can adopt khalwa. Close your eyes and say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Enjoy remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy remembering Allah. We have become so greedy that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either to safeguard ourselves from the punishment of Allah or to acquire the nemats of Jannah. We don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we have this inner love for Allah which is compelling us to say Allah, which is compelling us to say subhanallah. There was a very pious saying, when he used to go in his sajda when performing the nafal salah, he would remain in sajda sometimes for 15 minutes, sometimes for 30 minutes, sometimes for 45 minutes, sometimes even for 1 hour, in one sajda. And some people used to make fun of him as well. Those who did not recognize him that he is a great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some awliya remain hidden from the eyes of the people. People cannot recognize him. So, people used to make fun of him and people used to say that he does this to show people that I am a very pious person. So, some of his murid said, why do you remain in sajda for so long? So long you remain in sajda, sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes even 1 hour. So, he said that when I go into sajda, I remember the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in sajda. Perform Isha Salat today, my friends, we just told when the morning says that I am closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not want to lift your hands straight away. I am closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, when I place my forehead in sajda, I do not feel like lifting my head. Why? Because he says that when I go into sajda, I feel as if I have placed my head into the lap of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah is throwing my head in love. This was the kaifiyat these great personalities had acquired. And we took and acquired the same kaifiyat, my friends. We took and acquired because they were humans like us. The only difference is that they exerted effort in acquiring the love of Allah SWT. And we are not exerting that. So many mashayikh are coming, so many mashayikh are reminding me that despite that we listen to the bayan and we feel content with their sohbah, with our alhamdulillah, this sohbah will go a long way in securing our jannah in the hereafter. No, my friends. Where are you from the mashayikh? Listen carefully to what the mashayikh are saying and try to bring these things in your lives. So the murids asked this particular saying, Shaykh, that Harat, when you go in such a time, you remain in Sajda for so long, people backbite you, they make fun of you. Why do you remain in Sajda for so long? So he said that when I go in Sajda, I remember this hadith and I feel and I believe that I am very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I feel that I am very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that when I say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, it is a delicacy for me. It is a very great nemat for me that I am able to say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, whilst being so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after I complete saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, three times, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, and when I desire to lift my forehead, I immediately think to myself and question myself that will you again get the opportunity to put your forehead in sajda? And if you are not given this opportunity again, will you be able to say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la again in this condition? So he says that I say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la a few times again, and again when I make the intention to lift my head, this process continues for sometimes half an hour, sometimes 45 minutes, sometimes 1 hour, until I have to compare myself to it.
Subhanallah, mashallah,
barakallah, mashallah. In memory, should be I have only two things, me, it's me, and the engagement of remembering my friend. Ek main wo sunne yaad hai dost, saare jhagdon se hi fursat ho gayi. Saare jhagdon se hi fursat ho gayi.
Subhanallah.
All the problems are solved. Why? Because all the time in my heart and mind, Allah. So let us also take out certain daily, my friends. 45 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. If we are reciting one juz daily, let us recite a few ayat in khalwat. Begin with a few ayat. If we are reciting 100 times, third kalima, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa ta'ala, let us recite 5 times, 10 times, in khalwat, with concentration. Let us take out 15 minutes, 20 minutes daily when we go in a room where nobody disturbs us. The whole family knows that this is my husband's, my father's, my wife's time of khalwa. And as a result of khalwa, my friends, we will progress. The mashayikh used to go in khalwa. The mashayikh. The anbiya used to go in khalwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go in khalwa every night. Every night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded it. فَإِذَا فَرَبْتَ فَنْسَبْ. This fansab is khalwa. Then when you finish your engagement with the makhluk, then engage with the khalif. فَإِذَا فَرَبْتَ فَنْسَبْ. As soon as you finish with the makhluk, engage with the khaliq. That means the maqsad and the objective of this life is not to engage with the makhluk, it is to engage with the khaliq.
MashaAllah.
But for as long as you are busy with the engagement, with the makhluk, you may continue because it is a duty upon you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as soon as your engagement with the makhluk is finished, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ جَبَا فَارِقُ وَجَهِ. When you are fired, when you complete this engagement, then now no more engagement, now going to khalwa, fansa. Stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I was in khalwa for a few days, and only Maulana was with me, just the two of us. So after the Fajr Salah, I was with my other car. And during adhkar, I started reciting this dua, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ra'atin min khalqi, faminka wahdaka la sharika lak. And as a result of khalwa, my friend, even a person who is insignificant, someone like me, very insignificant, as far as spirituality is concerned,
as far as the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Once he goes in khalwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires even an insignificant person. So imagine the inspiration that comes to people who are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
It is for this reason we hear so many precious pearls emanating from their tongues. Even the ulama appreciate, the likes of Hazrat Maulana Ashrafuddin Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, a great alim, alim of a very high caliber, and a sufi of a very high caliber. So Ibn Rawi, Ibn Baqi, both very high caliber. But he would say that I have heard from Haji Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi something which I have not found anywhere in the books. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib, hafizahumullah ta'ala, I have heard him say that I have heard something from my doctor Sahib, my doctor Abdul Arabi rahimahullah, which I have not found anywhere in the books. They are inspired. So even a very, very insignificant person will be inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because as a result of dhikra in khalwa, the heart becomes polished. And when the heart becomes polished, there is no barrier between the heart and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I was sitting and I was reciting this dua, and I thought to myself that in this dua there is cure for two very, very dangerous illnesses. Two very, very dangerous illnesses, what are the three? Ujub, Kibr and Hasad. I was reciting this dua, contemplating on this dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired me that there is ilaj and there is cure in this dua from three very, very serious illnesses of the heart. Ujban, Kibr, and Hasad. Because in this dua, the reciter says, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin. Whatever ni'mat I have been given. So when I have entered the morning, and whatever ni'mat I see around me, فَمِنْ تَوَهَدَ أَلَىٰ شَرِكَ لَكِ It is only from you. And if it is only from you, why should I be proud? If it is only from you, why Ujban? Why Kibr? And in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadim min khalqi. Whatever neighbor I see with other people, it is only from you. And if it is only from you, why should I be jealous? So khalwa, my friends. In khalwa, sit in khalwa and do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the safety of our iman. So this is Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, O you who believe, O you who believe. Great ni'mat, my friend. Great ni'mat. Let us try till the end. And let us give everything in order to safeguard this iman, and in order for this iman to continue in our children and in our progeny to come and live the day.
Allah.
Even the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, وَوَسَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Even the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, they would make wasiya and nasiha and give final advice before departing from this world. يَا بَنِيهِ O my children, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this deen for you. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Die only in the state of Islam. Die only in the state of total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe. So Allah is communicating with the believers, not with the non-believers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا And we find this style in the Quran in many places. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. And normally, the sentence ittaqullah is translated as fear Allah. Fear Allah. That is not the correct translation. Ittaqullah means create a wiqaya between yourselves as Allah. Ittaqullah, create a vipaya. And vipaya is a shield, a barrier, a partition. Create a partition, create a barrier, create a hurdle, create a curtain between yourselves and Allah.
Amen.
And if you take a step further, we can translate it as
create a barrier between yourselves and the displeasure of Allah. And displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come into existence if we disobey Allah. So create a barrier between yourselves and disobedience to Allah. Taqwa, this is what taqwa is not fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear. There are two types of fear. One type is like the fear of a snake, fear of a lion, fear of an enemy, fear of somebody who desires to harm. And the other fear is fear out of love. Fear out of love. My father is so kind to me. I have to get up before 10 o'clock because my father said, son, make sure you are home before 10. So that's why I say it doesn't really matter. Just one night he says, no. I fear my father. I fear the displeasure of my father. What does it mean? My father has been so affectionate to me, so kind to me, that I do not want to break his heart. This is what I fear. I love my father. I don't fear my father. My father is very kind to me. So we don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sense that we dislike him, na'udhubillah, or something. No. We fear his displeasure that the one who has granted me existence from nothing and thereafter who has granted me everything that I needed in this world physically and also who has granted me everything that I require spiritually, how can I disobey this creator? How can I make Allah happy? So Allah says, O you who believe, ittaqullah, create a barrier between yourselves and my disobedience. Create a barrier between yourselves and my displeasure. Make sure that I never become unhappy. Make sure I never become unhappy with you. Because if I become unhappy with you, you will remain mine no more. And this is the goal of a mu'min, that I become Allah's and I remain Allah's. This is my only desire, this is my only wish that I become yours. This is my only wish, this is my only desire, this is my only want that I become yours. And I remain yours until I breathe my last. I remain yours. You remain happy with me. On the day of prayer, when we meet in a state where I am smiling and you are smiling. Jo ho didar tera roze mahshar. When I see you on the day of prayer, tu dekhe muskurada. Then you see me with a smile. When I see you as you are smiling with me. कोई तुझसे कुछ कोई कुछ मांगता है इलाही में तुझसे तरफ गार दिया someone is asking for something and the other is asking for something from you Allah but all I ask from you is you I want you I want nothing but you because if we are able to acquire Allah if we are able to acquire the support of Allah if we are able to acquire the pleasure of Allah my friends we have acquired everything Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to say in couplet, Tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi. Tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi. If I have not been able to acquire you, I have acquired nothing. Despite having everything, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Agar itto nahi mera to koi shay nahi mehi. Nek mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen mehi. Oh Allah, if you one is not mine, then nothing is mine. If you are mine, everything is mine, the heaven is mine and the earth is mine. Amen. So if we are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if Allah is ours, if Allah loves us, if Allah supports us, then we have everything despite having nothing. And if we have everything but the pleasure of Allah, if we have everything but the attention of Allah, if we have everything but the support of Allah, if Allah is not our that despite having everything, we have nothing. Tum hue hasil, to sab hasil hue. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. Tum hue hasil, to sab hasil hue. If I was not able to acquire you, I have acquired nothing despite having everything. And if I was able to acquire you, I have acquired everything. I have acquired everything despite having nothing.
to ya ashwa rasulu ittaqullah. This command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we translate it as fear Allah, it is as if we have accepted iman and na'udhu billah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has suddenly become very dictatorial and he is saying fear me. I have accepted iman, I have accepted you as my Rabb, I have accepted you as my God. Why should I fear you now? No, Allah is not saying fear. Allah is saying that by accepting iman, we have both become friends. And I am advising you, ittaqullah, because if you do not adopt taqwa, you will remain friends no more. Okay. It's out of love Allah is saying, ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, ittaqullah. Oh, you who believe, create a barrier between yourselves and my displeasure. Create a barrier between yourselves and my disobedience. And this is, my friends, taqwa. This is taqwa. Allah is not putting fear in our hearts. No. Allah is not putting fear in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us to do something that is beneficial for us in this very world and the hereafter. So Allah is saying, ittaqullah, out of affection, like an affectionate father would do. Ittaqullah. Because there are so many benefits of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Those people who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create an exit for them to leave every problem behind. وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person sustenance. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his needs. Sustenance here does not mean only food. Sustenance means every sustenance. If he is in need of ilm, Allah will grant him ilm. If he is in need of guidance, Allah will grant him guidance. If he is in need of food, Allah will grant him food. If he is in need of a human supporter, Allah will grant him a human supporter. If he is in need of a good share, Allah will grant him a good share. If he is in need of a home, Allah will grant him a home. If he is in need of passing an examination, Allah will make sure he passes his examination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his needs through avenues which he would not have even thought about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. When he has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make matters easy for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make matters easy for him. And Allah says, وَمِنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَعَرْضُمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. When he has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will magnify his reward. A person performs salah without taqwa, his life is not pure from sins. And another person is performing salah and his life is pure from sins, the reward of those salah will be different. So those people who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will magnify their reward. This is promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Zayd ibn Aslam rahimahullah ta'ala, a great tabi, he was the son of the slave of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Aslam rahimahullah ta'ala was a tabi'i, he was the freed slave of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And Zayd ibn Aslam rahimahullah ta'ala was the son of a slave, so his family lineage was not so bright and was not so strong. But despite that, as a result of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. And the lives of Imam Zayd al-Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala, Ali ibn Husayn rahimahullah ta'ala, would frequent his majalis. And this was the time when Ali ibn Husayn rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Zayd al-Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala, the son of Husayn rahimahullah ta'ala, was regarded as the Imam of the Muslimin. So somebody said to him that you are the Imam of Muslimin, and you do not go and sit in the company of the Mashayikh and the Ulama of Quraysh, and you frequent the majalis of a son of a slave, Zayd ibn Aslam. So he said, understand one principle. A person should go and sit in the company of that person who benefits him, whether he is from Quraysh or whether he is the son of a slave.
So Zayd ibn Aslam rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, ittaqillah. Become a muttaqi. Free your life from sinful activities. Create a barrier between yourself and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will happen? Ittaqillah. Become a muttaqi. Adopt taqwa. What will happen? Yuhibbuka an-nas wa in karimu.
Subhanallah.
People will have to love you despite not wanting good. Allah will compensate and good. So in taqwa lies solution to all problems, my friend. And it is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of affection, out of kindness, is saying to the believing servants whom he loves very much, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, create a barrier between yourselves and my disobedience. Create a barrier between yourselves and my displeasure. If you were to do this, then the bounties and blessings of this world is yours, and the bounties and the blessings of the year after is yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to adopt taqwa, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to despise and dislike disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I always tell the congregations there in the UK or wherever I go that from today, don't say Allah has created me to worship you. No. From today, say Allah has worshipped me to stay away from those things that displease Him and to do those things that please Him. Because when this thing comes into our mind that Allah has created me for ibadah. So ibadah, tilawat is ibadah. Zikr is ibadah. Khuruj fi sabilillah is ibadah. Umrah is ibadah. Hajj is ibadah. Salat is ibadah. Alhamdulillah. Allah has created me for ibadah and I am engaged in ibadah. What about riba? What about splendor? What about unlawful gains? What about listening to music? No, Allah has created me for ibadah and alhamdulillah, I am doing ibadah. So we have misunderstood the term ibadah. The term ibadah means Allah has created us to worship Him, to become His slaves. And the slave will carry out only the dues of the master and abstain from every dues of the master. So go with this message from here, that the maqsad of my life, the creation and the purpose of my creation, the objective of my creation is to stay away from everything that makes the Creator unhappy and to do everything that makes the Creator happy. So everything comes in now. Faraid comes in, wajibat comes in, sunan, mustahabbat, nawafil, haram, makruhati tahrimiya, makruhati tanzihiya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to strive towards this goal, the adoption of taqwa. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to remain united for this purpose. And may we remind each other, may we meet each other over and over again for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we learn from each other, and may we ultimately be united in Jannah al-Firdaws with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Salihin. Wa akhiru al-awwal, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعافية للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على ديننا. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها.
اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالحا ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني سبيلا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم لا تهملنا ذكرا ولا تنسنا ذكرا ولا تهدك عنا سترا ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم اجعل حبك احب الاشياء الينا اللهم اجعل حبك احب الينا من انفسنا ومن اهلنا ومن الضاء الباري اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يلدن ونعيما لا ينشب ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبعد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وقام اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك ونعوذ بك من شر ما عاد منه عبدك ونبيك اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم إنا نسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لنا خيرا ورشدا اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر الأوان الحمد لله رب العالمين.